And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. And it's time now for music. NPR classical producer Tom Heisinger is back again with some new recordings that have caught his ear. This is one of those recordings. It's by the young Israeli-born pianist Inan Bar Natan. He's playing Maurice Ravel, and Tom is with me in the studio. It's great to have you back.
Hey, it's great to be here, Guy.
Tell me about Inan Bar Natan.
Well, he's not a superstar pianist, I mean, at least yet, but he sure plays like one, I think. He's originally from Tel Aviv. He now lives in New York. He's in his early 30s. This is a new record I really like. It's called Visible Darkness. He plays music by Ravel, Debussy, and the contemporary British composer Thomas Addis. And the thread that ties all of them together is literature.
Literature.
Each piece is inspired by a poem or a story, and what we're hearing now is from Ravel's Gaspard de la Nuit, a very tricky piece to play, but based on a set of poems by Bertrand.
Okay.
But now let's get a little rowdier and show off a few of Bar Natan's chops. Let's, if we can rack up track 10, it's called Valse,
all right.
The Waltz, and it's Ravel's Ode to the Viennese Waltz, but Ravel turns it and twists it into a sinister type of thing. The waltz just kind of grows and grows and bloats and wobbles, and it eventually just implodes under its own weight.
It almost sounds like it's drunk.
I think
wobbling
right.
All over the place.
Yeah, it's kind of like this drunken dance of death at the end.
Yeah.
Very nice playing by a pianist to keep an ear on, Inan Bar Natan.
I will indeed. It's excellent stuff. All right, what else you got for us?
How about some atmospheric choral music?
Okay.
This is called Summa by Estonian composer Arvo Pärt, sung by a terrific chamber choir from Estonia called Voces Musicales.
This is great. I love this. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's good.
The music sounds, you know, old, but Pärt is a contemporary composer.
Right. He's alive and well, but he's got a very old school sound.
Mm.
Back in 1968, he surprised all of his colleagues by dropping out of the composing scene. And he left his kind of challenging atonal style behind and went into a period of self-imposed silence, and at the time he studied old choral music, came back out of the silence about 8 years later, and his new music was practically unrecognizable. It was like this. It was spare, elegant, often haunting, and often very religious.
Why did he make that change?
Well, I just think he was a composer that was searching for a voice, his voice, and by dropping out he actually found it.
Is this entire record compositions by Pärt?
It's all Pärt recording, anchored by the piece we'll hear next. It's a half-hour-long Te Deum, which he wrote for three choirs, piano, tape, and string orchestra. It's sung in Latin, and here's a little section where the choir is just in glorious full cry.
It's the chamber choir Voces Musicales from Estonia with Te Deum by Arvo Pärt. My guest is Tom Heisinger, classical music producer here with NPR Music. Tom, what do you got next?
Well, let's go from Estonia to Brooklyn, where we've got here a kind of a curious combination of pop music, electronics, and classical music from William Britell.
This and we've talked about this before. You've brought music like this before.
Yep.
And I guess sometimes you even call it like indie classical.
I think you could call it indie classical.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, William Britell actually calls this electroacoustic chamber music.
Mm.
This piece is called Future Shock. He wrote it for string quartet, and then he does his own synth and drum programming. But I like the integration of the electronics. Some are very kind of retro-sounding. Along with the strings, I think it sounds really quite fresh and natural to me. But let's skip ahead a little bit.
Okay.
We're going to hear this mega fat beat kind of just hijack the music.
So, Tom, when you say mega fat, do you say P-H-A-T or?
Oh, the capital P.
The capital P fat. Capital okay. P, capital this is very cool stuff. I'm just curious, though, who is the audience for this? Is it an electronic crowd? Is it like the young club scene people? Or is it people going to see chamber music in downtowns across America?
Well, I think it is definitely younger people. I mean, it's not the people that go hear Haydn string quartets
right.
at a museum. But there are more and more people paying attention to this kind of music, and it's making headway into a lot of different places. I mean, you're going to hear this music in clubs rather than concert halls, but
wow.
you'll hear it in concert halls, too.
Tom, we have time for one more. How about some, you know, just kind of straight ahead?
Okay, how about some soothing, gorgeously played music by Anton Bruckner?
Perfect.
All right.
Now, I would just sit in a very comfortable chair if I didn't have to look after two small children, and I had hours and hours to just lie back with my eyes closed. I think once I can do that one day, I'm going to listen to this music.
Well, time is what you do get in Bruckner,
right.
because this is an 82-minute symphony, but you would be kind of bounced out of your chair after a while, because it's not all this soothing. Kind of the well-known muscular, beefy side of Bruckner is all over in this symphony, especially in the scherzo that we'll hear now, where Bruckner builds incredible tension and release. It's very kind of in-your-face, super great playing by the Berlin Philharmonic with Simon Rattle, and I recommend turning the volume up on this one.
Up to 11.
Up to 11. It's kind of a head-banging
thing.
It's head-banging,
going. Yeah. My visions of that comfy chair have been quashed by that. It's great. That's the scherzo from Bruckner's Ninth Symphony in a new recording by the Berlin Philharmonic and conducted by Simon Rattle. That's one of the picks Tom Heisinger brought in this week. He is, of course, NPR's classical music producer. You can find more of his picks today at the blog Deceptive Cadence. You can find it at our website, nprmusic.org. Tom, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Guy.
For Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks to producer Sanaz Meshkinpour for her help this month. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes or go to npr.org/weekendatc. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.